Braylon Allen is 22 years old and already has a lost season on his ledger. He also has a fresh MCL, a repriced franchise back ahead of him, and a head coach using the phrase three-headed monster. Running back 60, pick 197, is the market pricing all of that at once? Which is to say, pricing the rookie year and ignoring everything since. The season lasted 4 games, 18 carries for 76 yards and a score of 2 catches, and then the Monday night in Miami where a kickoff return ended his year, a sprained MCL, injured reserve, surgery, and by late November his coach was saying out loud he was done for the season. 4 games is not a sample and we won't rank it. We'll just note the irony that a running back season ended on special teams. The career case is the 2024 file, 17 games as a rookie, 92 carries for 334 yards and 2 scores, 19 catches, 4.5 half PPR points a game as the league's youngest player per the coverage. The profile underneath, 250 pounds of downhill inevitability with 2 seasons of rookie contract runway still in front of him.
The pattern beat is quiet by design. Aging fires at career year 5, this is 3. The touchdown math is modest. Our injury cohort conditions on established double-digit scorers, and a rookie year 4.5 doesn't qualify, so nothing fires. And the honest sentence is structural. Backups behind healthy stars score backup points, and every pattern we trust needs production to grab first.
Muffed!
The situation is a room that got more expensive above him and emptier around him. Breece Hall was franchise tagged in March, the tag reported around $14 million, then extended in May, 3 years, $43.5 million base, reported up to 45 and 3 quarters, 29 guaranteed per the club and ESPN. The lead job is spoken for in ink through at least next season, but the Jets drafted no running back in April, which the beat read as a bet on Allen's rehab, and Aaron Glenn spent June describing a three-headed monster with Allen and Isaiah Davis behind Hall, with designs on using Allen in both the run and pass game per the coverage. Allen was medically cleared in February, took the full offseason program, and reported at 250 pounds, calling himself the biggest, strongest, and fastest he's been. The offense is Frank Reich's now, with Geno Smith arriving by trade for a team that won 3 games.
The price. RB60 at pick 197. The slot paid 4.6 a game last season. His healthy rookie season produced 4.5. The market priced the 2024 tape almost exactly, 4.5 against the slot paying 4.6, and gave the knee a pass. Our verdict, no call. This is insurance pricing, a handcuff rate for a handcuff roll, and it's correct on the file as it stands. The caveat is the age and the ink, 22-year-old 250-pound backs with 3-year runways, don't stay priced at RB60 if anything at all happens above them, and Hall's guarantees run out after 27. This pick is a bet on time more than on 2026.
Watch the preseason burst against the 2024 tape. MCLs are the forgiving knee injury, but the tape will say so or it won't. Plus the passing down split with Davis and Hall's August workload for any sign New York manages the new money carefully. If he's one of your guys, this show exists for your whole roster, every player, every week, all season.